Brexit betrayal? Leftist UK government reportedly looking at restoring free movement for under-30s EU migrants. By Kurt Sindelka on August 22, 2024. The recently installed Labour Party government in the UK is facing accusations of plotting to betray Brexit by reportedly considering a reinstitution of the open borders free movement of people with the European Union for those under the age of 30. A report from Paper of Record, The Times of London, has claimed that Prime Minister Keir Starmer's government is mulling a deal with Brussels that would allow EU nationals under 30 to live and work in the UK for up to 3 years, and the same for young Britons seeking to move to the bloc. The move would reportedly come as a compromise measure amid the left-wing government's desire to reset relations with Brussels, including a desire to see trade barriers reduced between Britain and the EU and clear obstacles for British professionals across the Channel. A government source told the paper, "No one will say it publicly at this stage, but there is an acknowledgement that this is an area where we will need to move. If we are serious about resetting relations with the EU, then we need to be prepared to give them some of the things that they want," the source added. The Times claimed that while Prime Minister Starmer is set to meet with EU chief Ursula von der Leyen in the coming weeks, formal negotiations on such issues will not begin until at least late autumn, when the new EU bureaucracy will be fully staffed. The report has already drawn swift pushback from opposition Conservative Party lawmakers, who warn that any return of free movement with the EU would fundamentally undermine Brexit and represent a betrayal to the public given Labour's pre-election vows to not bring back the open borders scheme. Former Home Secretary and Conservative Party leadership candidate Dame Preeti Patel told The Express, "It is staggering that the Labour government are considering relaxing freedom of movement rules with the European Union, despite repeatedly ruling this out. The British public and I backed Brexit because we wanted control over our borders. It should come as no surprise that Keir Starmer is not being straight with the public about Labour's real intentions with the EU when they have already misled the British people on the state of the economy so Labour could give in to their union paymasters at the expense of hard-working pensioners." Chairman of the European Research Group, ERG, of Conservative Brexiteers, Marc Francois, added, "Starmer remains a remainer, and always will. This is just an opening gambit in what will be a journey, step by step, to try and take us gradually back into the EU, but without a referendum." The Labour government has denied that it is willing to make such a compromise on borders and immigration with the EU, with a Downing Street spokesman saying, "We are not considering an EU-wide youth mobility scheme, and there will be no return to freedom of movement." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.